You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
No Alice this morning, as we were just saying off air. She's caught whatever it is that's getting everybody in Auckland at the moment. The sort of like not the flu, not COVID, secret third option of being sick. So sending positive healing vibes out to Alice, but we're not alone in the studio today. We have got Kayla Page, choreographer and a dancer, in the studio to chat about the wonderful show Chameleon, which runs for two nights this week at the Loft Theatre at Kew. Kia ora, Kayla. How are you this morning?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
Welcome to the studio. It's nice to have you here. Tell us a wee bit about Chameleon as a show. What's its kind of ethos? What's the through line?
Well, it's a dance show. It's based around this collective of dancers that I work with, so it's been this buzzy collaborative process, but it's a four-part show, and it's like, I like to kind of describe them as four short films.
Oh, cool.
So it's bit of a fantasy land. We're just kind of buzzing out and having fun and doing something that's entertaining. And at the heart of it is training for a bunch of dancers. So there's a lot of like education behind it and giving dancers an experience to get on stage. But we're also having fun and working in these fun narratives that, yeah, just a fun place for us to play and get creative.
What was the idea behind having something that would act as a training kind of exercise and also as something that's really amazing to experience as an audience? Why did you want to kind of put a show with that, I guess, central idea on?
Well, there's like, you do shows as like a kid and dance recitals and you go to dance school, or you are in a dance company.
Yeah.
And there's like no kind of interim for these amazing dancers, adult dancers, who have kind of finished their training and maybe not seeking to go down a completely professional route. Mm-hmm. So I just created the program for elite dancers, people who are very skilled and very advanced, who still want to have that experience, still want to learn. But a lot of them are still like working, personal trainers, dance teachers, or freelance dancers. So I just wanted to create that space for adult dancers to still do a professional level show and still challenge themselves.
That's so cool. It must be a really nice energy in the room when all these people come together and you're kind of learning and creating together.
Yeah, it has become a really beautiful energy. Like, I feel, especially going through a show process, you get really close and you have to be very vulnerable with each other. So there's this nice little dance family energy that we've created together. It's fun.
That's so special. So tell us a wee bit about these kind of vignettes that you're working through. What's the idea or the themes drawing them together?
Well, the opening of the show is like, it's I would say like a vintage film.
Ooh.
So all the music is, you know, Ella Fitzgerald and Nina Simone, and it's based around this very sad housewife who decides to just self-destruct and go down this pretty gnarly path. And I won't give too much away, but she ends up in a pretty sad place at the end of it. But it's very much like a Fosse-inspired, very classical jazz, which is, I guess, where I come from as a dancer. That's like my foundation of learning. And then the next section goes into like a sci-fi film. So
we kind of
explore this like dystopian world of like a control and snarly regime with this higher power, and basically like the dancers in the end discover their human emotion, and kind of the vocab of movement shifts from this very like rigid, stiff, totalitarian kind of movement and then softens as they sort of discover their bodies and each other. So that's one section. Then it goes into a horror section.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
It's like being at the pictures, being at the movies.
Well, I just love films so much, and I find that when I create, I always am referencing films and referencing that sort of like just how cinema works. I find
that
it's such a crux for how I create work. So I was like, well, may as well just use that as
lean into it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then we go into the horror side of things, and that's about, I don't know if have you ever seen True Blood?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. True Blood.
It's kind of based off that. I mean, that's a huge inspiration for it. So the section is called Bar Fantasia.
Oh,
my
God.
So it's based off Fantasia. And it's all these, like, gorgeous feminine bartenders who kind of, like, are enticing you and bringing you in, and then shit goes south.
Ooh. And then what's the sort of fourth chapter to
this? Like an art house film, so it's
incredible, it's
an absolute trip. Like I've kind of based it off how when we're in a dream state, and certain things like carry through that make no sense, but then you have threads of certain characters that come through your dreams that don't make sense there, and then the lessons that you learn in that space. So it's a bit of like a, you can sort of, that final chapter of the show is up to your own interpretation in a sense.
Cool.
So it's like, just four contrasting works that we've just kind of, I mean, it's my choreography, but the dancers are all very experienced and super talented, and we've all very much collaborated on the process together. So it's all of our little babies that we've made.
That's amazing. It must be really nice when you have been working on something and creating something to then see it with the people in the space and how it naturally changes when other people bring their own, I guess, creative energy into that work too.
Oh, yeah. It's like that's what brings it to life. Like all these ideas that have been brewing, it's like I'm like, I think it's going to work, but until you actually get to relay that to the dancers, see how they interpret it and what they bring, you don't really know how it's going to turn out. And
totally.
It's turned out better than I could have expected. It's been such a fun process. I've done a few shows and they always seem to be very stressful, and I mean, they're great.
Yeah,
but
totally.
But I think this one's been just leaning into the idea of collaboration has been something I've really wanted to do, and that's just made it so much more fun, just elevated the process and the show itself.
Yeah. Oh, what a cool experience. And just two nights only as well. So people better get their tickets quickly before they all disappear. At the Loft Q Theatre, tickets are from the Q Theatre website. Chameleon is the name of this show. Kayla, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us about it. It looks like a really exciting project. What's going to be next for you after this? Do you have a plan yet?
A plan? My next job is I'm in Wellington choreographing World of Wearable Arts.
Amazing.
So that's the next thing that I go to after this. I have a couple of weeks off, which will be nice, and then head down there. And then after that, you know, who knows?
A whole other colourful world.
Let's hope.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much, Kayla Page, for coming in this morning. Chameleon, two nights this week, Friday and Saturday at the Loft Q Theatre. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.